Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices for just rupees 499 per month. Rediscover the joy of listening to stories again.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hey, this is Katie Neal from Nash FM at 94.7. You're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, just head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Is this anybody's first time at Stage 17? Yes. Okay, good, good. And we've got some people who've been here before.
Did you all stop at happy hour on the way here?
Yeah.
Yes,
you
I
did.
Knew it.
I knew it.
I could sense it.
Awesome. I'm Katie Neal from Nash FM 94.7. This is Jesse Addy.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you all for coming up tonight for Parmalee's album release party. If you guys take any pictures tonight, please tag us. And then that way tomorrow when everybody's like, what did you do last night? You're like, I was at Parmalee's album release party. So...
We're really excited. We've had some great moments here on Stage 17, and to have a band that's just put out new material, they're very proud of it for an intimate group that's been to happy hour as well, so we're counting on you. The guys, the last album, you know, three top 10 singles, a song that went number one, maybe we can twist their arm, get them to play that. Very excited. They're, of course, mostly all family. Today, we're all going to be family here on Stage 17, so make some noise. Give it up for Parmalee.
How we doing, New York?
Good.
Yeah. Thank y'all for hanging out with us.
We hear something about happy hour. Is that?
Yeah.
More first.
I know. Okay.
So yeah, we're really excited. We've been on a 2-week album release promo thing, and we've been all over the country, back and forth, and second time here in a week. But it's been amazing. Thanks for all the positive responses for the new album and all the support, and so yeah, let's see. Here's our new single, y'all. It's called Sunday Morning.
City lights burn lines, feels like the world's on fire. They're chasing minutes in the back of this cab, counting every single mile. I ain't thinking about tomorrow, I ain't thinking about days gone by. I'm just thinking about getting to wherever you are tonight. Cause when I get lonely, you don't have to get on my mind, cause you're already on it. And you touch me just in time, making it all feel alright. Slowing it all down just right. When I'm lost on a Saturday, coming through, trying to wake us up. But with your arms around me, I ain't thinking about what it is or what it was. I feel the peace all around, like there's barely a sound out on the street. Like a church choir, hallelujah, raining down on me. Cause when I get lonely, you don't have to get on my mind, cause you're already on it. And you touch me just in time, making it all feel alright. Slowing it all down just right. When I'm lost on a Saturday night, maybe you save me just like Sunday morning. Ooh, Sunday morning. Oh, ain't nothing like the way you bring me crazy down. Right now, cause when I get lonely, you don't have to get on my mind, cause you're already on it. And you touch me just in time, making it all feel alright. Slowing it all down just right. When I'm lost on
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll let Josh get his guitar one time. So this next song we're going to play, this is called Like a Photograph. I think guys can relate to this song about just, you know, seeing a girl off in the distance and you know, just really wanting to be a part of a relationship with her and seeing her get treated kind of bad and just thinking that thought right there is what this song's all about.
Oh, you good?
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. I see you and him in the corner, talking to a couple friends, but he don't laugh when you laugh. Turn every head when you walk in, girl, you light up this whole room, but he ain't got a clue what he's about to lose. You got that fire, but he don't say a thing. And you like sunshine, he's on rain. I'm so damn tired of watching him watch you fade. I could put a new taste on your lips, melt your heart with my fingertips, give you the kind of love that puts him in the past, burn this memory like a photograph. I watch him walk up a cold and just when he walk outside, talk on his phone, just stay gone all night long. If it was me that was holding your hand, girl, you know I'd never let it go, cause I know what he done. He can't see nothing, but I see smoke. You got that fire, but he don't say a thing. Fingertips, give you the kind of love that puts me in the past, burn this memory like a photograph. You got that fire and a bomb on the top side flame. I could put a new taste on your lips, melt your heart with my fingertips, give you the kind of love that puts him in the past, burn this memory like a photograph. I could put a new taste on your lips, melt your heart with my fingertips, give you the kind of love that puts him in the past, burn this memory like a photograph. Thank you. Yeah, no, man. Yeah, man. So this next song, we'll take it back to 2015, I think. Was it? No, 2014, actually.
Oh,
this
we're
was,
going way back.
Yeah, we're going to go 2014. Throwback Thursday of 2014. This song actually was our second top five single of country radio, so thank y'all for giving us that. This is Close Your Eyes.
Take a look at what's left in that sunset. Fireflies popping like a 4th of July, yeah. You're gonna wanna see every single thing I'm gonna show you tonight. Got the perfect scene set up, moonlight glowing. Just keep them baby blues wide open. Girl, take a look around, yeah, it's going down just right. You don't wanna miss no song into what we've been nights are getting hotter. We got this bed backed up to the water. It's the place to be if you wanna see every little shining star. But that view ain't nothing like the view I'm looking at. 210 legs for days dangling off the back. It always better, baby, you can see forever when you're here in my arms. Hey, baby, before the night gets any older, then you're pretty safe over here a little closer. I need to hold you, I wanna show you what you don't wanna miss, though.
So do you guys have the new album?
Do you make the new album?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Cool, cool. We've been having fun learning these songs and playing them at the shows. It's been great.
Do you have the new album yet, Matt?
You know what? I've still yet to go in the store and get it.
I haven't either.
I
We've been so busy.
It.
I want to go get one, though.
Well, we have a copy, but it's funny because
we've heard it.
When Feels Like Carolina came out, I went to my local Walmart. At the time, Josh lived up the street from us. And I go in there to buy our album because I had to, you know, we had to go get a copy. And I walk in there to go grab it. And as I'm reaching over to grab the album, I look over there and
I'm reaching over
to grab it.
We weren't together.
Perfect timing. I'm pretty sure that would have been like on a Monday or Tuesday, like at that time, the only day we'd have had off.
It was a day when we were both in town, for sure.
Yeah. So here's a song for the single ladies. Any single ladies in the house?
Anyway.
Oh, she's got a low voice.
Okay, all right. That's a deep voice, yeah.
There's a reason she's single.
This is called Back in the Game.
Way too long. Been putting off getting out, shaking it off, and thinking about moving on. No, there ain't nothing worse than the way that it hurts, your heart gets broke. But the beat don't stop, might still be cracked, but it still works. Let's dust it off. It's time to get back in the game, girl. Cause Friday night's missing you, can't you hear it calling your name? It'd be such a shame if you let one more night go by without showing everybody who the boss is. You got the perfect thing to kick it off with, a little late night neon light with some Dixie champagne, girl. Time to get you back in the game, girl. You're way too pretty to be sitting on the sideline, baby, there ain't no doubt that you're the kind. When you walk through the door, girl, everybody's checking you out. In your little party dress, such a beautiful mess. There ain't no way that you don't know that you were made to make me a wreck. Come on, let's go. It's time to get back. in the game, girl. Cause Friday night's missing your candy, hear it calling your name. It'd be such a shame if you let one more night go by without showing everybody who the boss is. Got the perfect thing to kick it off with. A little late night neon light with some Dixie champagne, girl. Time to get you back in the game, girl. Time to get you back in the game, girl. Nothing worse than a way that it hurts, your heart gets broke, but the beat don't stop. It's time to get back in the game, girl. Cause Friday night's missing your candy, hear it calling your name. It'd be such a shame if you let one more night go by without showing everybody who the boss is. I got the perfect thing to kick it off with. A little corner bar cup, fill it up with some Dixie champagne, girl. Time to get you back in the game, girl. Time to get you back in the game, girl. Yeah, back in the game, girl. Time to get you back in the game, girl.
Thank you so much.
Make some noise for Parmalee.
Thank you all.
I'm going to try to sneak up here with you guys. I want to join the band. I'm just getting cozy up here. Let's hang out. So, thank you guys. That was awesome.
Well, thank you all for having us.
So, are you like so excited to have the new album out?
Oh, yeah. It's so good. I mean, the fans have been waiting for you know, 3 years or so. It's been 3.5 years since we released Feels Like Carolina. So, for us, it's more about bringing more fun to the show and giving our fans something to take home with them finally, because, you know, it's been a long time. And we've tried some new songs at the shows over the past couple of years, but nobody's been able to take them home with them. So now it's just like a sigh of relief for us to have this out. So thank you all for being patient with us, by the way.
Everybody, you know, so excited for this album. And you had the album titled 27861.
Yeah.
But you were waiting for the right album to put it on, and you chose this one. What does it say about this album and how it relates to your hometown?
Well, you know, I think it more that it relates to us as having a bigger part of this album than we have on anything. We co-produced a lot of the tracks on it. And it is definitely an ode to Parmalee, North Carolina. I mean, the little barn we had in Parmalee was about as big as the stage here. And we would go out there for 5 years, you know, at least two nights a week, spending 4 hours a night, or more than that if we were working on more stuff. But we spent so much time out in this little town that it became a part of our sound, and the people became part of it. And that's why we feel like we owe a little bit back to them, because they heard us making noise 7 to 11. We stopped at 11. We only got called out one time.
One complaint the whole time.
Yeah, one complaint for 5 years out there. But, you know, it's where we wrote our first song. It's where we would go there because there was no cell phone service. There was nobody would bother you, and we would get in that mindset. It'd take you 20 minutes to drive out there. And so once you got out there, you were out there to work. And
we could afford it.
It was $50 bucks a month, plus whatever the utility bill was. It was about $20, maybe $15, I don't know. Yeah.
So you talk about how small Parmalee is, and I always knew that it was a small town. I'm from a small town, I think. It's 6,000 people. But I looked up today, and Parmalee is 278 people.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys took like half the population when you went to Nashville.
Right, yeah.
What's it like now when you guys go back?
Well, like you said, the population doubles.
Yeah, Matt.
There's really nothing in Parmalee. I mean, there's a flashing yellow light. The store that used to be there is gone. So
we can show you where the store used to be.
Yeah.
The barn is still there, though. It's called
the barn's still
Studio
there.
B. Well, it's a cement block thing. You can't, I mean.
Does it have a payphone, the town? Do they have a payphone?
You know what? I bet there was one there, but I mean.
Yeah, probably. It's a store.
Store, yeah. They had one store there, and you know what? Rest in peace, the lady that used to run the store. She just passed away like last week.
Yep.
She would run numbers out of there before gambling came. Was in North Carolina.
I guess we can tell this now.
Such a sweet story.
So before the lottery got to North Carolina, she ran numbers and she did her own lottery.
Yeah, it wasn't even a real store. Like everything in there, she had bought at Walmart.
And yeah, absolutely.
It was a front.
She had NABs, which are like Lance crackers, and she would always bring Bush Light for us. And she'd go get it at Walmart or whatever. She'd stock it because she knew every Tuesday and Thursday she'd sell a case of Busch Light.
Oh, yeah. We kept her in business the
and
whole
then
time.
I think she got in trouble for running numbers out of the store, and so they took her away her ABC license.
Liquor license. Yeah, we had to start buying our own beer.
The demise of Parmalee.
You guys, does everybody know the dynamic? So that Matt and Scott are brothers, Barry's the cousin, and Josh is just a dude.
We adopted Josh. Yeah. He's part of the family now.
Which a lot of times I think Barry and Josh look more like brothers sometimes.
They get it. Matt
we get
Scott.
That a lot.
It's the hairdo.
Yeah.
We're both so good looking.
What's the dynamic? I mean, just to get into what you get as a band, I mean, how big of a fight can you have in the band? Because even if it's knockdown, drag out, you're like, well, I'll see you at Grandma's this weekend.
Yeah, pretty
exactly.
Much. I mean, it can be uncomfortable sometimes, but, you know, we've been in this thing for so long, just pushing for the same goal. At this point, it's like, just go your way, and I'll go my way. And I know you want to say something, but just don't say it. Just go and be your do your thing. Everybody
people forget
spread out.
We work together, we live together, we do everything together, we travel together, we live on a bus together. It's everything together.
Yeah, yep. You know.
So yeah, we love each other.
One of the things about this album when you go through, and maybe this is something about country music the last year and a half, it caught my ear how many up-tempo songs are on this, including a song called Hot Damn Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Hot Damn Alabama. Yeah.
That is such a good, to me, that's almost like the centerpiece to set the stage for how much fun this album is.
Well, you know, after being on tour for 3 years with the Feels Like Carolina album, we knew for our show we needed tempo is what we call like an up-tempo record. People in the industry say like, we need tempos.
Fast.
We knew we wanted fast songs. We knew we needed upbeat songs to keep the show going because we feel like our fans just want to have a good time. And so that was like top of the list, many tempos as we could get, up-tempo songs. But that song actually, you know.
Yeah, what was the story behind that one?
Do tell.
I was in the kitchen. I might have had
running numbers.
Yeah. No, I was cooking a fried bologna sandwich.
True story. Best songs always come out.
Had a few beers at night. I was hungry. I was like, I pack a bologna in there. So I'm frying up the bologna, and I get this melody. And that was about it. I had that, and I recorded it on my voice memo. And so I went. I still have that voice memo too. I think you can hear the bologna frying in the background. But I had that, and I just knew the guy we were going to co-write with the next day is kind of his thing, that fast talking stuff. And he told me, he's like, look, man, and I had that first line. She got that Delta dog. She got that drop the hammer. She got the talking y'all, knock it y'all, country grammar. He's like, man, say it like you would. Say it like you would talk to your friends. Talk like you would talk on the streets to your buddies when you're home, because that's what people really want to hear. And I was like, you know what? Let's just go with it. And then about 5 minutes later, I had the lick. It just came out. And then we just flowed with it, and we're like, are we going to go
power
there?
Power of baloney.
Yeah, there you go. Hot damn a llama. But it's just all about seeing a hot girl, you know? I mean, like, hot damn a llama, she's fine. Keep it real.
It is such a fun album. 27861. You're all going to get a copy, right? You got your copy.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Oh,
so we're excited about the new music, but I got to say, there's a song that when we put it on Nash FM 94.7, and it mentions New York in it, people jump out and pay attention. Yeah. Is there any way we could get you guys to do one more song that has New York in it?
You know we got it.
You guys got to cheer real loud.
I think you guys know what it is. You ready for more Parmalee? Yeah. All right.
So yeah, this song, y'all, this is our first number one single at country radio. It it changed our lives. It got us out of the van we were driving in for 10 years and put us in a tour bus and got us a road crew, and people across the country heard this song on so many levels, and people have been coming to the shows and supporting us. And you know, the coolest thing I think is hearing people tell stories about how, you know, this song is like, you know, this is our song, or my husband shipped off overseas and this is our song, and I'm from Carolina, wherever they're from, there's always a story just about every single night we're in the meet and greet line, and that means a lot to us. So it's really cool we could connect with people on that level, and you know, it's definitely the one that put us on the map. So it's here it is, Carolina.
One, two, three, four, girl.
is where my heart is still beating, and I don't know when I'll see her again. I hate to see her cry, but I'm leaving. But now I'm 1,000 miles away again, and she feels like Carolina, looks like California, shining like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, I'm behind her, always be there for her. She makes me feel like home's not so far away. She feels like Carolina. It's hard to understand the way I'm living, and I know she thinks I'm never coming home. But I miss her pretty smile, yeah, I'm coming back in a little while. But I'm 1,000 miles away again, and she feels like Carolina, looks like California, shining like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, behind her, always be there for her. She makes me feel like home's not so far away. No matter how far I go, you know I can't stop thinking about her. And there's nothing like the way I feel, the way I feel when I'm beside her. California, shining like those New York lights on Broadway. And when she looks back, I'm behind her, always be there for her. She makes me feel like home's not so far away. Carolina, California, like home. Home's not so far away.
Thank you.
Stage 17, give it up one more time for Parmalee and the new album, 27861. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.
Hello, my name's Hayden Prowse.
I'm Julian Rubinstein.
And we're in no way biased in saying that you should listen to News Roast, which is our podcast.
It's a podcast that we did after making our BBC show, The Revolution Will Be Televised, where we explore political, satirical issues with the likes of Ramesh Ranganathan, Lily Allen, Adam Buxton, to name a few.
That's right. Get it now on your podcast app.